Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Something we rarely do at 12:35. But we're going to tell you that we got NHL insider John Shannon coming up at 105 today for Legacy Heating and Cooling. And Edmonton Oilers forward Kyler Yamamoto at 135 today. We are going to open up the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. 780-496-0063. This is your opportunity to jump in, chime in. We can get after it. What are you concerned about? What are you most confident about? I mean, for me, I would say I'm pretty confident about the forward group as a whole. I think that this is the deepest set of forwards the Oilers have had for a while. I think that Hyman is going to be a very good addition. Fogle has a chance, in my opinion, to be a guy who can potentially reach a career high. I've wanted Derek Ryan on the Oilers for a number of years. I think he'll be a very useful forward. It doesn't necessarily have to always be third line. Could be a fourth line guy depending upon the maturation and growth of Ryan McLeod. I'm going to intrigue to see how a guy like Tyler Benson does. In my mind, he's got a great chance to make the opening day roster for the Edmonton Oilers. So for me, the forwards, I'm pretty comfortable with. The power play has been number one in the NHL the last 2 years. It's probably going to be a top three power play again. Why not? They've got the two highest scoring players in the NHL over the last three seasons in Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. Question marks? I'm not as concerned about the defense as some other people out there. I think that they're going to be able to transition the D more. Yeah, they're going to miss Larson's shutdown abilities. He had two strong years out of the four that he was here. But I do think the defense will be... I'm fairly bullish on Evan Bouchard. I think that he's going to push. They're going to be able to transition the puck. There's no question about that, in my opinion. CeCe, Duncan Keith's a pro. The ongoing maturation with a guy like Darnell Nurse, even having Cuckoo and Russell sort of in those holes. And they've got some defense prospects coming, even though Sam Marukov's going to be out a while now with the broken jaw in the minors. So I'm fairly comfortable with the D. Obviously, goaltending is going to be a huge question mark. Last year was supposed to be a question mark as well, and it ended up seventh. So again, that number, the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline number, is 780-496-0063. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Same number, 780-496-0063. And this one comes in from Mark. He wants to say, text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Bob, my biggest concern about the Oilers is their lack of toughness. I'm concerned that teams will come in and try to take advantage of our better players. That one comes to us from Mark. You just heard Jay Woodcroft earlier, the head coach of the Bakersfield Condors. The Flames have got a tough team. They got a tough team for a rookie team. Cole Trayden Wilson took a couple penalties the other night, but he was running around. One of the things you have to do in that situation has to be good on the power play. And Edmonton's had the number one ranked power play in the NHL over the course of the last couple seasons. The Big L. Text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Bob, I'm very confident that the team is overall better. I'm not equally confident they're good enough to have a deep run next spring. What a little ways. I think that's a fair perspective. I'm not sure this year's team is a finished product in terms of what management has planned for it. I think that the first-round pick all day absolutely is in play, especially goaltending is going to be an interest. That's going to be an interesting thing to watch as time goes on. Brad texts us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Bob, I'm concerned about the bottom six winger depth. Does Zach Cassian show up? That one comes to us from Brad. Will Josh Archibald's off-ice opinions affect his availability? Good player. Would like to see him in the lineup every night. Thanks, Brad. Obviously, Brad's going down the path. We don't know, until training camp gets started. Maybe we'll have a little bit clearer delineation. Is there anything, it's obviously been stated on other shows that some people are of the belief, is this player vaccinated? Is this player not vaccinated? I would suggest to you that the higher-end talented skilled players in the Oilers are vaccinated, and I think we're headed into a world where you pretty much have to be to coexist. Again, you can reach us at 780-496-0063. Cheb says, Bob, Jay Woodcroft is a consummate professional and a great interview. Well, I would suggest that there's some agreement from some of our fans there. Jason from Penticton adds, Bob, I just want to get back to disliking the Flames fans. I think we're headed down that path. Another texter says, Bob, I actually appreciate the updates on COVID and the NFL. Don't take any hate. Well, there's a lot of hate out there. Bam says, awesome, Bob. Keep telling people to get vaccinated, please. I want to get back to normal. Thanks. Keep it up, says the texter. Well, I'm not telling people to get vaccinated. I'm telling you that if you're 12 to 39 over the last 120 days, there hasn't been one vaccinated individual go into ICU. That according to Alberta Health's websites. Those are the numbers that they provide. Yeah. I need to see those numbers myself. Well, it's go to vaccination outcomes on the Alberta Health website where it's got COVID-19, and you can look for the information. They've got about 9 or 10 tables there. It's right there. Richard says, back to the Oilers, I'm terrified that the goaltending will be an alarming weak point this season. Holland's inability to upgrade this is alarming. That one comes to us from Richard. I would like to see this season from the squad, are the home wins higher than the away wins? Edmonton was tied for the best road record in the National Hockey League last season. And they had a good road record 2 years ago, too. I think they were top five or top six in the road, maybe top nine, I think, in the road during the 1920 season. So they've had a couple pretty good road seasons in a row. Bob, in a very deep draft, we traded a future top player in the 15 draft for a dud. Now you're talking about trading another first in a very deep pool. So he's referring to the Griffin-Reinhart trade. That trade did not work out. There is no question about it. No question that trade did not work out from the Edmonton Oilers' perspective. It's funny because I saw Griffin-Reinhart probably play 30 times. The Oilers should have had more information on Griffin-Reinhart than anybody, and the trade did not work out for them. There's no other way to say it. I think that Edmonton's in a different position right now than they... I mean, they got that 16th pick, actually. Do you recall how Edmonton got it? It was a really good move made by Craig McTavish. He traded David Perron to the Pittsburgh Penguins for their first-round pick, and the Penguins faltered. The Penguins thought that pick was going to be like 20 to 30, and the Oilers ended up getting the pick at 16. And they gave up a 16 and a 33 for Reinhart. He never panned out. And that's on it. You know what? That's on the hockey club. And that's on the entire organization because Reinhart was playing for the Oil Kings. And if you'd seen him play, and he was playing for the Oil Kings, he was part of the 2014 Memorial Cup run. He was stellar in that tournament. But then it went sideways for him in minor pro. And I think part of it was just his work rate and commitment. The exact opposite scenario that occurred with Darnell Nurse. If you've listened to the show over the last multiple years, I've talked about the ability for Nurse to continuously improve. And he's done that. And the same reason that he was able to continuously improve is because of work rate. And it's the same reason why Reinhart never went anywhere in his career. He was not committed to his craft. That is, and you know what? That's on the Oilers. They needed to know that about that. Haji has texted. Boy, we got a lot of texts coming in. Haji says, Bob, I think the Oilers are poised to really push the London Golden Knights. Did I just say the London Golden Knights? The Vegas Golden Knights for first in the Pacific. If we see a shift in the way officials call games this year involving the Oilers, it may neutralize teams like Calgary trying to run the Oilers through the boards. A top three power play is our nuclear deterrent, and a return of a crazy-eyed Zach Cassian will help as well. That one comes to us from Haji. Now, Wes has texted the show to say, keep being a commie, Bob. Really? Did he just... interesting. I'm a lot of things. I probably don't think that I would be a card-carrying member of the Communists, because I think people should be, you know, rewarded. Work, grind. You can text us at 780-496-0063. Jamie says, Bob, I just seen there's 215 people in ICU in Alberta. That's right. There are. There's 215 people in ICU in the province of Alberta. And just to show you, just we're going to have a little bit of fun. Because, oh, you don't do these numbers every day. Well, actually, I do. There's currently 99 people in ICU in Edmonton. We got to, at the start of February, we were at 43. We got to a low of 8 on August the 3rd. By back in, let's just pick out a number here. We had like 14 on March the 7th. So we're at a high level right now. It's not good. It's not a good number. But the province as a whole, I mean, that's, again, there's a solution. And most guys I know out there, they're looking for solutions. There's a solution. You can text us at 780-496-0063. KDK says, Bob, Duncan Keith will get Norris votes. You heard it here first. I don't see that happening, just for the record. Do not see it happening. We've got hundreds of other texts to get to. Again, we can open up the phone line, 780-496-0063, if you want to chime in on what you're confident in and what you're concerned about. And we'll continue going down that path after I tell you. Roos Chris Steakhouse, it's the greatest steak you've ever had. Some guests on the show receive gift certificates to Roos Chris. Whether you're celebrating a special moment or simply savoring a night on the town, every meal is an occasion at Roos Chris Steakhouse. 9990 Jasper Avenue. Tell Brendan and the gang, Taylor, at Roos Chris, open Wednesday through Sunday from 5 p.m. till 10 p.m. that Oilers Now sent you. We'll be right back after this.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Oh, wow. 12:51 in Edmonton. Brendan, I'm sensing a little bit of a trend here with some of the texters. Some concern about, oh, no, the Calgary Flames are tough. 780-496-0063. Are you concerned that the Flames are going to try to run the Oilers show when they play them? What do you think, Brendan?
Yeah, they can't skate with the skill that the Oilers have. So to me, and given who their head coach is and given some of the, you know, menial offseason additions they've made there, no disrespect to Blake Coleman, but, you know, he doesn't bring a ton of offense so much as he does that grit. So I look at the cross-province rival here, Bob, and I am a little bit worried about that. You know, Zach Cassian, he can bring that, but I don't know if having him as the lone soldier in that fight is necessarily a great plan.
I don't want ever see Darnell Nurse take a fight with a guy like Milan Lucic or Eric Gudbranson again. Darnell Nurse is going to play 25 minutes a game. Lucic is going to play 10 or 12. Gabranson's going to take 10 or 12. Cassian fought Gabranson last year. Darnell's got to play. He's got to stay in the game. Sorry, that's just the way it is. I would say I kind of thought there might be an opportunity to have a limited guy that could take care of some of that against the Flames rookies. Like Coltrane Wilson was running around on, Bucci was running around a couple of years ago. You heard the response from Jay Woodcroft. You got to kill him on the power play when they do that. The Fizzler, and I've got about six texts on this. The Fizzler has texted, not the Chiseler, the Fizzler. Did somebody just call you a commie, Bob? Does this guy listen to the show? Bob's the most trickle-down, pull-yourself-up-by-your-bootstraps guy there is. That one comes to us from the Fizzler. Maybe rubber boots might be more appropriate given the lengthy career I had in reforestation. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. And we've got lots of texts coming in here. I'm just working way. Blair says, Bob, I know what you said last week, that there's no way that Seattle does not make a deal for Dreger. Mikko Koskinen, the first or the second for him, and the Oilers take on... the Oilers take on 3.5 for 3 years. They take on $4.5 million this year, but get a first or a second. Does that not make sense for both teams from Blair? I don't think when Jerry Johansson placed Chris Dreger in, well, and Seattle took, remember, Seattle had to have something in place with Dreger, right? Because, Seattle could have claimed Dreger from Florida, and Dreger could have said, I'm not going there. So it had to have worked for Dreger's camp. I'm not sure they thought Grubauer was going to be there when that happened. And that's why the mechanism in the window may open up. So that's a fair one. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Bob, Darnell Nurse is going to fight because there's nobody else that will take care of it. So he'll have to do it. Bob, you mentioned reforestation. I need a Southside Athletic Club reference for a bingo. Bingo! You got it. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Bob, listening to some of your textures. That's how the text came out. Listening to some of your texters, I didn't realize that sniffing glue is still a thing. Well, it's a bit critical. We got 98% of the texters to the show are pretty smart, so... That's 98%. There's that 0.2%. Les from Peace River, Texas, on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Bob, what do you say? Are the Oilers a strong enough team to make a deep run in the playoffs? If not, what do you think needs to be done? Thanks, from Les in Peace River. Well, I think goaltending's the biggest question mark. I do. I think they've added depth at forward. I think, that, again, they'll be able to move the puck better than people think on the back end. And... I fully expect Edmonton to compete for the Pacific Division title during the course of the regular season. Will they have good enough goaltending come playoff time? And is that an area that gets targeted by Oilers general manager Ken Holland between now and the end of the season, likely dangling a first-round pick? And if they're going to get a guy, if they're going to move a pick of that caliber, it's going to have to be a deal where the goaltender has either term or will be signing an extension with Edmonton. And they'll have the cap space carrying forward because of the $4.5 million that expires. This is the last year of the deal on Mikko Koskinen. So, one man's opinion doesn't mean I'm right. Many have said I'm often wrong. Brandon from Windsor says, Bob, it's clear regarding the whole situation with the vaccine. Don't get the shot. Natural selection will take its place. That one comes to us from Brandon. Bob, please remember, Duncan Keith can be a miserable SOB to play against. I'm not worried on some truculence because Adam Larson is gone. Keith has a reputation for being challenged. Well, Keith is a guy that gets, he's not afraid to have interesting conversations on the ice. There's no question about that. Another texter says, Bob, the Oilers must get a goaltender before the postseason. Failing to address such a clear need before then would be a waste of another postseason. KDK jumps back in. Goaltending is a byproduct of team defense, and the Oilers' current goaltending tandem will be more than average with Edmonton's improved defense. There you go, from KDK. And again, I think the Oilers will transition the puck better this year than ever before. And they've got a deeper set of forwards, which will allow them to play a three- or four-line game. So we'll have to see. Bob, rumor has it you're still considered the all-time long rubber boot-wearing Northern BC champion. Can you confirm or deny this? It's been a long time since I've worn those rubber boots. Wild Bill, Bob, who are these potential goaltending targets? They appear limited to guys who are actually worth the first. Georgiev, Dreger ideal, but why would Seattle move him? Am I missing somebody? Well, we'd have to take a look at it. But Georgiev could be in it. I don't know how good Georgiev is. He's a little bit undersized. We don't know how good Dreger is. Dreger's the thing that's interesting about Dreger is the goalposts for his camp got moved when they did the Grubauer deal. Just for what it's worth, Bob. Remember when you pushed hard for Reinhardt and even compared him to a Hall of Fame defenseman of the Montreal Canadiens. I remember having Craig Button on the show, and he thought there were some comparables between Serge Savard after he broke his ankles twice and Griffin Reinhardt. The problem is Reinhardt never worked on his game at the NHL level. All right, we'll work lots of other texts back in. We'll head off to a Global News weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. And when we come back, we will hook up with John Shannon, our NHL insider for Legacy Heating and Cooling.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.